Hello?
Hello, good evening. My name is Jay. We're just conducting an opinion survey. We'd like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Can you be so kind to share your opinion real quick with us? Now, the first question is just for a statistical purpose only, but do you think of yourself as a male, a female, or something else? Can you share your opinion?
I'm a female.
Thank you, man. Very kind of you for taking the time to help us. And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me just the year of your birth?
94.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I am.
Thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, Spanish origin? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Yes, Mexican-American, American-Chicano, Puerto Rican, Cuban, Dominican, or other?
Yeah.
Which one should I record as your answer, man? Just for the sake of the research.
Mexican-American,
thank you. Now, and I know you already told me, but what is your race?
Mexican.
It would be Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. In general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following, the future of the planet? How do you feel, negative or positive?
There's no
right or wrong answers. It's your opinion that matters. Just for the sake of research, the future of the planet.
Positive.
So, positive? Okay. How about the future of the country, in general, to the best of your knowledge?
Negative.
Okay. In your own future? Negative or positive?
Positive.
Thank you. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, but how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on the scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power. Any number from 0 to 10. What number should I pick?
Four.
Thank you. Now, moving forward, of the following issues, which three are the most important to you personally? First one, I'm going to read them all and you can tell me which three of them, okay? Healthcare, economy and cost of living, mental health, gun violence, national security, climate change, crime, abortion access, student loans, racism and discrimination, immigration, education. If you have to pick three, which is the most important to you?
Mental health, education, and environmental.
The climate change, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Okay, okay, I got it, man. Thank you, man. Moving forward, and thinking about this chapter in your life right now, which three of the following do you currently prioritize most? I'm going to read them all, okay? You tell me which ones. Having or caring for children, economic security and financial independence, improving and maintaining physical health, improving and maintaining mental health, contributing to positive change in your community, hobbies and free time activities, work-life balance, advancing in your career, relationships like romantic partnerships or friendships, your education, caring for a senior of family members or others. Which three, if you have to pick three of them?
Are the most important?
In this chapter of your life, yes. Your prioritize the most?
Work-life balance, caring for children, and healthy living.
Mental health or physical health?
Both of them.
Okay. Thank you. Mental health. Thank you. Moving forward. Now, which of the following traits are most important to you? Identity. Now, you may choose up to three again. Now, first one, this is to your identity. Your spiritual, religious belief, your hobbies or interests, your sexual orientation, your personality, being an American, your profession, your role in relationships like being a mother, caregiver, wife, a friend, or being young, or being a woman, or being a member of your racial ethnic group, if you had to pick three?
Religious, spiritual, and...
your personality, being an American, your profession, your role in relationships, being young.
My role in relationships.
Okay. What other one?
My role in relationships, being religion and spiritual.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Let's move forward. Now, when you think about the American political system, now, which emotions do you feel most often? Now, you may choose up to two of the following. The first one, disappointment or sadness, happiness, exhaustion, hope, pride, anger, frustration, or dread. When you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most of?
Disappointed and frustration.
Okay, and frustration. Thank you, ma'am. Now, which of the following statements comes closer to your opinion personally? The first one, our own government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Second one, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Now, the last one, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Which one comes closer to your opinion, even if it's not exactly right?
I would say the second one.
Okay, thank you. Now, what factors are the most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You may choose up to three of the following, okay? Now, I'm going to read them all. Division and gridlock between political parties. Politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people. The two-party systems. Corporate money has too much influence. Too many old white men in power. Not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard. Power-hungry politicians seeking control. Or systematic racism. Or none of the above. But if you had to pick three of them, what do you think? What's the most to blame?
I would think that it's the people not getting involved as much, for sure, is one of them. The political party or the corporate money has too much influence.
Okay.
And the political parties.
The two systems.
Yeah, they don't see just eye to eye on what's
okay,
most important.
Okay, the gridlock, right? That's the one you're talking about, the gridlock between the two political parties. Thank you, ma'am. Now, I appreciate your patience. Now, how much do you think decisions made by the following affect your personal life? Now, their decisions affect your life personally a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? And when it comes to the decisions that, and the ballot initiatives, like the proposed laws that the public votes on directly. Do you think those has a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all, the effect on your personal life?
I would say somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay. How about your city government? Same question. A lot, somewhat, a little, not at all?
Somewhat.
Okay. And the community organizations like nonprofits? Or grassroots coalitions, a lot, somewhat, a little,
I would say a lot that they play a bigger role.
Okay, and how about the Supreme Court?
Oh, big time,
life?
A lot.
A lot,
yeah.
Okay. How about President Biden? Same question. A lot, a little, somewhat.
Unfortunately, a lot.
And the Congress, same question, same options.
A lot.
And your state government, same question.
A lot.
Okay, thank you. Now, moving forward, you will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, for each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change to civic participation, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. Okay? Here's the first one. In 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade. Now, well, that makes you very motivated, somewhat unmotivated, or not at all motivated to enact change through civic participation.
I'm somewhat motivated.
Okay. And the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means the college and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions. Same questions. Very motivating. Somewhat motivating, somewhat unmotivated, or not at all unmotivating to enact to change.
Not at all.
Okay. And the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ plus customers and deny them service. Will that make you very motivated, somewhat unmotivated, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aimed to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers. Same option. Same question.
Somewhat
motivated?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Now, in your opinion, how effective are each of the following actions to make the change that you want to see in the U.S.? Now, this is about what you want, okay? So, the first one, boycotting a company. Will that be very effective, somewhat effective, not very effective, or not at all effective to make the change that you want to see in the U.S.?
I would think somewhat effective, but, yeah.
Go ahead, ma'am.
No, I think it would be somewhat effective, but, I mean, it can be risky.
Okay. And how about voting in elections? Same question, same options.
What were the options again?
You think that action would be very effective, somewhat effective, not very effective, or not at all effective? Voting in elections.
Somewhat.
Okay. Hey, how about attending a protest? Do you think that action will make the change that you want to see in the U.S.? Do you think that action will be very effective, somewhat effective, not?
I think very effective.
Okay. And hey, how about contacting or attending an event with your elected representatives? Same question.
Very effective.
And sharing your opinions with friends and family in person or in social media. Think that
not effective.
Not very or not at all?
Not very.
Okay. And how about signing a petition? Same question.
Very effective.
Okay. How about volunteering for an advocacy organization?
Very effective.
Advocacy, yeah. Thank you. Trying to say it wrong. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, please think about the various that you might have. Please think about the barriers that have made it, probably have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. Now, the following are barriers people have reported to keep them from voting. Now, which best describes why you may not have voted in previous elections? Now, you may choose up to three, okay? Now, your mail-in ballot didn't arrive on time. There was an intimidating process at your polling place. Voting doesn't change things that matters to you. The candidates didn't represent your values. You didn't think your vote will be counted properly. You didn't know how or when to vote or register. You didn't know enough about the candidates. You did not have time to vote. Or inconvenience like long lines, distant polling, or ballot drop-off of location. Or none of the above because you always vote. Or none of the above because you always face all the obstacles. But if you can pick three of them for the sake of the research, which one will be?
The one would be that my vote wouldn't get counted or lost.
Okay.
And then the other one would be the intimidation when you go vote.
Presence of people, okay.
And then the other one would be like the inconvenience of like the lines.
The long lines of polling, okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you, ma'am. We're almost done, okay? I appreciate your patience, believe me. Now, for each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. Okay? Now, here's the first information. In 2022, the Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade, restricting access for people across the country, and triggering a near total ban in 24 states. But young women have made it clear that we won't accept this attack on our rights by coming together to protest and vote against restrictive measures. Let's match this energy to protect the freedom to make our own decisions about our bodies. Now, would that make you engage a lot more, a little more, a little less, or a lot less?
A little more.
Okay. And how about the federal government recently passed a new clean energy plan projected to cut pollution by 40% by the end of the decade. Now, this is crucial since the Intergovernmental Panel in Climate Change, or IPCC, reported that we need to take action within the next 10 years to avoid pushing the planet past to the point of catastrophic warming. Now, we must continue to push measures like this for a liable and sustainable future. Now, will that make you engage a lot more, a little more, a little less?
A lot more.
A lot more. Okay. Now, young voters turned out in huge numbers in 2022, mobilized by issues like abortion. We elected the highest numbers of women, LGBTQ, Black, Hispanic, and AAPI representatives in history. And our power is only growing. Millennials and Gen Z Americans will make half of electable voters by 2024, giving young voters decisive influence on election outcomes. Now, let's put this power into action so that our government reflect us and our values. Would that make you engage a lot more, a little more, a little less, or engage a lot less?
A little less.
A little less, okay. And right now, most of us are struggling with rising prices and low wages, while the wealthiest corporations are making record profits and paying $0 on federal taxes. The powerful few have always worked to rig the rules by paying politicians for policies that increase their own bottom line. Now, we must fight back to demand that our corporations be held accountable and pay their fair share. Would that make you engage a lot more, a little more, a little less, or a lot less?
A little less.
A little less. Thank you, ma'am. Now, let's finish this up, okay? Now, what are the media sources that you check most for new content? You may choose two, TikTok, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, podcasts, news or information, articles online, Instagram, international news outlets, or national TV news stations, or local TV news stations, if you had to pick two.
I would do YouTube and probably podcasts.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, the next one, just for a statistical purpose only. Now, thinking about the content that you consume online, which topics do you seek up the most? You may choose up to two: hobbies, tips or hacks, shows, movies, business, finance, or science, technology, health, beauty, self-care, government, politics, humor, music, news, current events, or sports, if you have to pick two.
I would do politics and health.
And what's the other one? I'm sorry?
Politics and health.
Oh, and health. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. The beauty and the health care. Okay. Now, what's the highest level of school they have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
Bachelor's.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, I'm sorry. The next question, remember, this is just for a statistical purpose only. By no means we're trying to insult your intelligence, but do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian, okay, three, bisexual, or four, something else?
I'm straight.
Good, thank you. And are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced?
I'm married.
Thank you. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or independent?
Right now, independent.
independent, okay? And do you lean more towards the Republican Party or the Democratic Party or neither?
Republican,
thank you. And how would you describe your employment status?
I am employed.
Full-time, part-time?
Full-time.
Okay. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted for Trump.
Thank you. And, I'm sorry, last year, that was 2022. What was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Probably, like, $100,000.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, thank you for taking the time to help us with the survey. Very kind of you, ma'am. Enjoy the rest
You're
of the
welcome.
Evening, okay? Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.